I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
But I was ready at 5:20, no? Because that's about when I got here. 5:15, 5:20.
Yeah, 10:30. Different directions.
Okay. Also, anyway, we'll just leave it at that. RJ will just have to catch up to the recap because I'm tired of waiting now. All right, so if you will recall, this room, which represents the big dungeon room where the Dragonestai was being... Edice, the Dragonestai, was being whipped with an inch of life, and you found out after you freed him very quickly that he regenerates very quickly. And so you got the impression that the dungeon torturer was more whipping him for love of his work than for any actual chance of success at getting any information about the portal, which is right there in front of him on the wall. It's currently closed. But before it was closed, you did catch a glimpse of what appeared to be basically, quote, an operation, unquote, that was taking place on the other side of the portal. That operation seemed to include draining Gala's blood and somehow resurrecting or otherwise affecting the body of Prince Kielar, who's the old guy who scratched Gala with the ring when you first appeared before Brunson moved you 24 hours forward into the future. So when you first encountered Prince Kielar, he was alive, and then I'll get this right. Bazor blasted his face off with a shadow bolt and pretty much killed him outright, because he was old and weak and frail. That was the thing, and so the guards that came in quickly began to overpower you, and Brunson basically saved the day with that. Ability, which he did tell you can't do it again right away. So you're not going to save the day with it again right away. You scoured the dungeon, skipped the dragon, beat up a couple of guards, did a little interrogation. While you were fighting the torturer, Vinter went down the side hallway, which starts right here, and that way, and found Charlotte imprisoned in one of the cells. Freed her, equipped her. She's equipped well enough to do what she needs to do, and she's not in bad shape, physically speaking. Not in perfect shape either, but not too bad off. And then there was a giant medallion that looked a lot like a manhole cover. Not that any of you have ever seen a manhole cover, but for your characters... Your characters have never seen it, but you know what it looks like. And it was on the guy, the torturer. And when it was taken off of the torturer and placed onto Dearmood, he now got wide and a little taller and talks with a bassy voice. And so he has a more wide face and a more pronounced bone structure in his face and like that. So he looks more like the jailer did. However, when the jailer lost his medallion, he was dead when you took it off of him. He did not cease to be like that. He was still looked like half giant, basically. Okay? So at the end of the session, you had seen the operation beyond the portal, but the portal was closed. You had gained at least a temporary companion in the form of Edice the Dragonestai, who is the probably 7'6". He's about 7'6". And he's has a cone head, so his head comes to a rounded point, basically. And no hair on top. Really, no hair really at all. Maybe chest hair, but you don't really know. I guess you probably wouldn't know that because he was bare. So you know he has chest hair, but he doesn't have any hair on his face or mustache or...
He doesn't have a beard.
doesn't want it on isolation.
I literally just turned it off.
Well, he wasn't here when you said it, so it's not his fault.
Sorry. I get it.
You can put it this way if you want. No, I was just trying to share the wealth.
Yeah. But for me, sharing the wealth means chasing my papers and the screen. I couldn't set the screen up and everything else, so I tried like 3 times. If someone might make some money if they could invent weights that were just heavy enough to make the screen not blow away.
How much money?
I don't know, not much.
Some
what?
Just wire some washers to the bottom.
That might work.
Put your pen.
Depends on the leverage. Where you might maybe put the like some on the bottom and some in the middle. But anyway, so that's basically it. Okay? And at the very end of the session, right, with E-Dice with you, Meenter is back in the room, Charlotte's back in the room, the Basculus walked into the room, having escaped its bonds, and everyone was rolling for surprise. That's what we're doing.
Azor was also already headed that direction to fight it.
Azor had actually declared his intent to go and find out what was going on.
Roll a 7 for surprise.
Okay.
I rolled a 2. 6. 8.
Okay. Most people, unless you have alertness or are a ranger, you are surprised on a 1 or a 2 on the dice. Charlotte is not surprised. Vinter is surprised. So you're not surprised. So rangers are a 1 on a d8. Assuming you're in a group like this, it's only ranger 1 on a d8. Everybody else is a 1 or a 2 on a d6. You're surprised. Unless you have alertness, in which case you can make a check and it's cut in half, so you're only surprised on a 1 if you make the check. So at least Vinter is surprised, and Dearmoot is surprised. Anyone else?
Mildly.
I
rolled a 2.
Yes. And dex bonus is?
Plus 1.
So you have a total of 3. Which Winker has a total of 3, as a matter of fact. So
are we 16 pounds?
No, actually, he rolled a 1. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Are we stacks?
Yeah, illusion is one of their required stats and stacks.
Okay.
The desired, I suppose. You can't be illusion.
It's a requirement of 16.
Required 16.
Wow.
So that's the only 2 that are surprised, and they're on 3s. So we will have a measly 1 segment of surprise rounds is all. So Vinter and Dearmood will be surprised for 1 segment.
Dan, you need to decide who's holding the stone the flesh potion, because nobody decided.
Bezor was, we decided because he had the best save. I remember this argument.
Yeah. I remember that. He feels the most resistant to the best.
Okay.
I'm so resistant.
I'm okay with that as long as we concur that that was the decision that was made at that time. Are you okay with that?
That was the decision that was made.
Definitely don't want it to be the person who gets turned to stone who has the stone flesh potion, because then it'll be stone and you won't be able to use it.
That was discussed. I remember that.
Xavier's still anchored at 4.
Yeah, which means it might not be a bad idea to like get a pouch or something and put it on one of Janny's animals later.
Assuming the animals
are pretty unlikely to be turned to stone.
Or assuming we don't use it right now.
So if she gets turned to stone, do the animals that's on her body get turned to stone?
If they're on her body, yes.
Yeah, and we don't have them.
So then they're very likely to be turned to stone.
Well, you would not put it on one of those. You have to put it like on the wolf.
But we don't take the wolf from you.
Well, that is a problem too.
All the animals stayed back.
It was just a thought.
Yeah. Incorrect, Father.
Scratch the thought. Okay, I got it.
Bad idea.
Not good. All right. Not fully hatched out. All right, so if you are surprised, you need to immediately make a saving throw versus petrification with plus 2 of the dice, and you go, what the heck is that? And possibly turn to stone.
So any bonus applied?
You plus 2 on your save. I'm not going to give you dexterity because you're surprised.
Petrification or polymorph.
Okay.
Oh, he's stoned.
Nice.
Beater and Dearmood both turn to stone immediately.
Nice.
Nice!
This is what happens when we let Bastila split.
It was so cute.
Just let you know.
The Bastila's going to knock me over and be dead
forever. Dear Mitch says this. Uh-oh. And then he cracks a couple of times as he turns to start.
No, it's... Uh-oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-oh. There you go, that's better.
There you go, you got it.
Don't kill it, Jim.
Well, I'm going to be stone.
I'm going to be my friend.
It's a stone statue.
It's part of nature.
Okay.
Okay.
Everyone else.
I immediately tear down the statues because they're offensive to me. Just trying to keep it current.
Trying to keep it current. Yeah, well, that's a, but the last thing we need. A little bit of fantasy, that's what we need. All right, you may roll initiative, everyone. That is not turned stone or surprised. Charlotte.
I was so surprised I was frozen in place.
Question?
Yes, sir.
Frost fingers, which is basically burning hands but frost.
Yes, sir.
Do I have to look at it to do it, or can I just go...
if you would target the area that it's in, not the creature...
Cool.
So you would probably get, you probably have to make a save, but it would be like at plus four, plus dex bonus if you have it.
It's a very good save.
Basically, you still have to target the area.
And also, I don't know who else is in that area. Would I be hitting party members?
No one's really in the area. Well, at the beginning of the round.
That's what I'm planning on doing. So.
He's a very
mind you that, depending on what his initiative is and what other people do, that could change a little bit. He basically just kind of like crept up. So he's still
actually
10 feet or so from the close.
The saving throw, does the bonus apply if I cast a different spell like Magic Missile?
And the Magic Missile would not get the plus four because you have to physically target him.
Okay, never mind.
But any area of effect would. And you would, but you would, on the Magic Missile, you would still get your dex bonus. Assuming you're not otherwise inhibited.
I presume that petrification is not considered a mind-affecting spell.
Correct.
Okay, so...
More like a physique-changing
effect. Don't you have, like, a sword that does restoration?
Not on me! I'm 4 feet tall, Thomas!
Missile fire!
It's magic, it shapes you.
Do you have the book that...
I wish, because I would use it.
It would be a great sword shape, too.
It's also a plus two sword.
It's a medium.
It would be a plus three. Great.
No quick draw. I figured out.
I do not. I do not think I do. It wasn't a variant
it's like
of Burning Hands. It was a separate
spell. It was its own spell. It says it's like Burning Hands, but I can't remember if that version I had to roll dice and add something for
a no. level. No, that actually is just a very specific version of Burning Hands.
Okay.
So it's 1 point per level for Frost Fingers. That version of Burning Hands comes out of the Encyclopedia Magica. It was released at about the same time as 2nd edition, which is why it's like that.
What is it?
It's just a different way of calculating our damage for Burning Hands.
It's
more variable.
Potentially higher, but...
Potentially lower.
You said if I use the stone shape on one of the people who got turned to stone, it'd be very hard to turn them back to what they were.
Correct.
If we were broken, you could not.
But you could raise their comeliness or something. If you had that artistry.
If you were artistic, you could potentially raise their comeliness.
Yes.
Could Bezor like assist her on her stone shape?
I don't know. Let's see if we survive the combat and then worry about it.
I feel like I'm gonna get knocked over.
Yeah, I feel like I might wind up with a different face.
I'm actually a pretty heavy stone block.
Okay. I have. Correct me if I'm wrong. I just have. Charlotte, who was not surprised and did not turn to stone, and he dies. Correct? That's all I have.
Yes.
Not missing anybody?
And Venter, who is now stone.
Venter is stone. Yep. All right. So we're in Missile Fire. Missile Fire 9.
No.
Missile Fire 8.
Maybe.
Missile Fire 7.
I'm in 8. I'm trying to figure out if I should throw daggers or not. Would that be a bad idea?
If you throw a missile from a weapon at the creature, you would be targeting it. You would have to make a saving throw versus petrification, but you would be, you'd get your dex bonus.
Could he avert his gaze or something?
That's what the dex bonus is.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to wait until melee.
So it's anybody that looks at it, or is
it... Target it directly with anything. You must make a save, but you do get your dex
bonus.
What
if I'm behind it?
thought, I wasn't sure if it had to target you with a petrification attack.
No, it really doesn't.
Danny, you have a withdrawal.
No, its primary attack form is it bites.
Wait. Before I answer, if we go into withdrawal and its eyes are open, are you serious?
If its eyes are open and you look at its eyes, you make a saving throw for petrification or
fringe
stuff.
Oh, so what?
Backstab.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I'm saying if you withdraw, he might be able to get behind it and target it from behind. But you don't really have this opportunity to talk, so stop talking tactics.
I just said, do you have a withdrawal?
Okay.
How he does.
So that's something you could potentially do. We're in 8 initiative missile fire. Anybody else going once, going twice, gone? 7. Missile fire, 7. Okay.
Do you have one?
So
I do.
Danny has missile fire 7. What are you doing?
I still have 3.
Do I even know how close it is at this point?
Yes. It basically, you could hear it. You got to the point where you could hear it breathing. It's maybe 10, 15 feet away.
Yeah.
So he's here, right?
That's the best option I can think of that doesn't.
With my eyes closed, I'm gonna try to move.
Okay. So I'm gonna move toward the creature, but not you're not targeting anything. You just want to get closer.
No, close my eyes. I'm following my ears.
Okay. So you basically like close your eyes and move toward the creature.
Oh, but don't you want
well.
To get it?
Technically, movement happens.
I would love to.
Movement happens during melee initiative, so as long as you're not casting a spell or targeting it with a sling or something, then we can go on.
Sure.
Okay, so we're 6.
Yep.
Okay, we're in missile fire. Want to throw daggers?
No, I'm just scared, right?
Stoned our way out of here, brother.
Yeah.
You're aware it's there. You have averted your eyes so far.
Yeah.
If you target it with daggers, you would have to make saves over specification, but you would get a bonus for dex.
Yeah,
basically, you'll be going like this. I see you, but I'm trying not to see your eyes.
That's extremely risky with your saves.
Your
okay, rolled it.
14.
That'll miss. Okay, roll for fall roll damage. So it's
D4.
D4, yep.
I have one somewhere. Where? Okay.
It was the first one that hit, so that's actually probably your magical dagger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I had her get like.
Okay.
15 higher than
that.
Yep. Okay. So. Xavier hits it with a dagger, and then rolls a d20 for a.
To that
18.
Yeah. Well,
18, which should be
amazing. How big is the bastard?
I usually
it's considered medium, so this one is. This is a younger version, so it's about 4 foot at the back and maybe head to tail 10 feet.
So with what I know about the spell, probably too big for a chicken.
Probably.
Worth shots.
If it works,
well,
I haven't ever been successful in using it on anything the size of a person. I kind of think small is more the idea.
Have you tried
okay, Xavier did hit it with a dagger, missed with the second one. We're in 5. We're in 4. Okay, we've got Charlotte is going to take a risk with bow fire at point blank range. She will hit. And she will hit, so she will hit it twice.
Double
multi shot?
No, just 2 shots. Okay. Both arrows sink deep into the torso of the creature. One of them kind of skims its head and then sinks deep into its back. It howls in agony, and it has just reached the point at which it could snap at Bezor during melee. However,
Charlotte turns to stone.
Charlotte turns to stone.
Judging by the silence.
TPK! TPK!
Okay.
Today's going to be a character creation session.
All right.
You play CPK.
I feel like you're serious.
Missile Fire 3.
Tommy, I'm pretty sure I could.
Missile Fire 2. Missile Fire 1. We're in melee. Surprise segments. Remember, if you're casting a spell, if it's more than one segment long, it will not go off this round. Melee 9. Melee 8.
Here. Same initiative. I'm moving forward. Averting my eyes.
Okay, so you're trying to go past the creature. That's the plan? Without looking at it.
I'm going to get close enough to it. Yeah, so I'm going to move sort of past it, keeping like a wide berth, but close enough that I could get behind it with the withdraw spell.
Okay.
So like
basically 15, you're skirting around.
Yeah, 15, 18 feet.
Okay.
Question.
Yes.
With my knowledge of Odaluk's resilient sphere, do I know if that would stop gaze attacks or a bar?
You doubt it. Because it's pretty purely visual.
So sorry.
Tissue would be dead. Yeah.
Any other eights? Melee 8.
If only I hit my dagger.
Huh?
Melee 7.
Seven.
Okay, we're in melee 7. You said you were edging forward. Is that still your plan? So you're edging closer to the creature. But you haven't actually moved yet because you don't move in missile fire, so you're still at about 15 feet away.
So
you would begin moving now if you're actually moving.
Well, hold on.
It smells really good.
Yes, it does smell good.
Nice catch. We're probably flying.
Tommy,
go investigate.
Can
we leave the door unlocked?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're edging closer. I'll pick you up each segment. I'll let you know how far away you are, and you can act when you act. Okay. In 7, the basilisk tries to bite Bezor. And is successful. For 5 points of damage. Mostly just pour a hole in your pants.
I don't have anything.
Yeah,
can I borrow this for a moment?
Oh, you can have mine.
Okay, that'll work. We'll go back to James in a second.
It's a CPK.
Okay, get one for Josh.
Cute player.
Josh, blowing him one so he doesn't have to keep borrowing it. Okay. So he did bite you, basically bit a hole in your pants or whatever and scraped your leg, that's all. Wasn't
I am a monster.
That was Melee 7. Melee 6.
Casting.
Okay. Melee 6. Brunson begins to say and move. Melee
6.
Okay. You're still 15, 20 feet from the creature. You can charge up to it. He did throw daggers, but fighters can throw and missile fire and still attack in the same round if they want. So you want to go attack him?
Yeah.
Assuming
the mine
is going to find
him. You probably had your sword out, I'll assume. No shield, though.
Pincer attack and fighters. Okay. Pincer attack.
So you charge up. It is biting Bezor. It's going to be a d20 to hit. It is biting Bezor. So it's not looking directly at you. Which means even if you attack it, you're going to get first, you're going to plus 2 to hit. And then secondly, if you hit it, you will stop the save, you get your dex bonus and an additional plus 2 on the save.
14 to hit.
So are you going to say that
one person knows?
This is too many.
Yep.
Hey, guys, we're not having this conversation, so don't have this conversation. If we're going to do it, we'll do it in play.
Okay. Xavier steps up and runs the creature through with his long sword. Yeah. The tip appears the other side, and the basilisk slumps over dead.
Did you make your save?
I didn't do anything.
You need to make save.
Blanket. Oh. Oh, wait.
Which that bonus makes it
right. That's high enough.
Was that in 6?
Yes. Xavier gets hit with burning hands, or frosty hands.
It was a surprise segment, so his thing wouldn't go off until...
Oh, yeah, sure. It wouldn't go off to there. Oh, he's still going to be standing there, though.
6 seconds is 6 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're taking seven points of damage.
Can I stop casting the spell once I start? Just abandon.
I mean, you can, but you wouldn't know in time. He literally moved up to the creature attack.
Take 7 damage.
So you take 7 points of damage.
And Bezor,
and
too.
All of your equipment has to save versus frost.
Oh, crud.
And Bezor, too?
Because
he just got bit by the basilisk.
Yeah. I'm going to say, yeah. Take 7
points
of damage.
I wasn't looking, so I'm just...
Thank you!
Does Phantom Armor?
I mean, it's dead.
Don't get in my way.
You should have took credit.
Well, it's dead now.
Yes. And you get Dex bonus. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay, they're on this chart right here. So,
the only thing I really have to say for my back.
Sword, armor, shield, even though you're not using it, it's on your back.
Actually, what I should say is you're welcome for using my ability.
Okay, so your sword is going to be needed too.
I had it covered.
So,
17.
No problem. Shield.
I had Eric.
10. Fine.
Go. Yeah. Backpack. 15. Yep,
so you don't have to say for anything inside the backpack.
Only one hit. I know I've only got taken one party member then before I was done.
Fine. Hold on, I gotta check leather.
Where's
leather?
Per se.
You might
get
Charlotte
and
Shattered
Hurricane
at
one blade range. 13. Okay, you're fine. You don't lose any equipment. Okay, Bezor equipment.
Turn around and
throw.
What do you got?
20.
On what? Yeah. Oh, Eric, okay.
Here's my hand. Next.
And everyone's just staring at him. We all saw them.
Literally every single one.
Do my clothes.
I was rather cold.
Clothes.
Okay, so my
rings, iron stone.
It's working like it should.
My iron stone.
Everything.
I guess it would feel rather nice in this extremely
my hat. Yeah, it is very hot.
Well, it, yeah, it's like, what, 95 for
my
vest.
He said it was like 130.
Yeah, that might still be good enough.
I think that was
it makes it, it's a 1.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So it was probably like 90. Two.
Still fail on a 1, but.
My clothes. 11.
Okay.
My clothes. 4.
No problem.
My boots. 11.
No problem.
My ring is spelled up on 10.
Ooh. There was a 5% chance of crying right there.
Ring of protection. 10.
That's what I need. I need a ring of protection.
I have one.
My back trade me.
5.
No problem.
The cloak of all the kind.
Oh, I already traded you something.
My first pouch with money. 14.
I thought I
gave
you something.
Pouch with money.
Really?
7.
Fine.
My third pouch is money.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. 4.
How many money pouches you got?
Fine.
My continual darkness coin pouch.
This guy makes his
6.
Own money.
It's fine.
Who's a cut purse? I want to hire you.
My...
I can cut purse.
Good.
You make work out a deal.
It's fine. Makes illusion diamonds.
Okay, so they survived. And the basilisk is not only unconscious, it is definitely dead. Its blood is frozen to ice crystals.
Was anybody else turned to stone?
Charlotte.
Dang it! I didn't get to use my rod!
Winter, Charlotte. That's it.
That's it.
Anybody up for some
ice? Esme was, but she was secured at that.
You're at Esme's?
Yeah, she...
Ice skating on basilisk.
We had 2 basilisk carriers.
Where did that come from?
By the way, what did we chip off of her? What did Bezor chip off of her when he threw the dagger? Like, something chipped off of her when she was standing there and he came in and just...
It took it off the pillar.
Yeah.
No, I sunk it hilt deep into the concrete wall.
Yeah.
Her stone wall.
Yeah, if he would have hit her while she was on, probably would have exploded.
Yeah, she would have exploded.
Maybe.
This is Jamu's face.
He's got three rounds using he's just speeding up a dagger.
He rolled a natural.
Not
only did
really
he rolled a natural 1.
Yeah, he was really flying really fast. Buried the dagger in the stone wall.
He was just going around. He like...
Yeah.
Jamu closes.
All right. So what do you do?
Where did that come from?
Okay, first things first, I'm going to cast Phantom Armor.
Both daggers are fine. You can put the ground.
Pulling some kind of cloth or something over the basilisk's face.
Probably good.
Without, like, just...
Makes things
wrong. Dude, we need to save that
fine.
Face. We can pull it out in a fight.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Not a Medusa.
Medusa still works, but the basilisk it doesn't.
It's not a Medusa.
We show it a mirror.
Although, basilisk blood, Brunson will surely tell you, is used in the production of potions that are stunned.
I will cast Phantom on
I shall be salvaging some basilisk blood.
Do you have something to put it in?
Got a couple.
Somebody give me a vial or something. Or
hey, I got
empty out your water skin. I don't care.
I think I have a bottle of moonshine in my backpack.
I think making vials.
Well, drink it or dump it out.
Don't drink it.
Yeah.
Be nice instead. I can drink it if you want.
There you go. It's heavy stuff.
All right. I'll have it ready in a minute.
It's
Probably won't work anyways, because we need it to be clean, like not have remnants of green
alcohol. Do I have to make
alcohol is a cleaning agent, isn't it? So maybe it would be.
Moonshine.
You have to get it dry.
Pure alcohol is, you're right.
Yeah.
Whatever else is in the moonshine?
Yeah, there's that.
It's mostly alcohol.
So
then come back. You'll just come back a little bit.
Okay.
A little tipsy.
I can't stand to myself. And then,
we got a third of
Do you need me to make you vials?
Bezor asked if you want him to make you vials.
If you can.
How many would you like?
Well, we got how many people? Stone?
Three R stone.
Three.
At least three?
Three R.
How much else do you need for the stone?
Okay, I'll make
50.
How much do we need for the stone to flesh?
What other ingredients would I need?
Except basilisk.
You have to use some kind of plant that, like lilac or something like that, that's a pure fragrant plant, because there's something to do with fragrant. And then you need mineral water. There's two roots that are relatively easily found in the wilderness.
I take out the stone of flesh potion and make more of those.
Okay, you're gonna try that.
Oh yeah, that's pretty smart.
Good luck with that. Okay.
Okay. Couldn't you just make him the ingredients that he needs
like
to make them?
Let me try my idea first. Get out of here.
All
right. So you have the stone of flesh potion. You set on the floor and you go, I'm gonna multiply.
I'm gonna take a few steps back.
And what spell are you using to try to multiply the stone of flesh potion?
He's like yada yada. I'm a broken.
I'll use
illusion. Second force.
Clearly, you want this to be for real.
Yes.
Nice.
Take a ring off.
Roll a d20.
What's the shadow clone?
I assume you're taking your ring of protection off.
I saw it.
Just giving yourself minus two. Roll the d20.
I'll take my robe off too. That gives me plus one too.
So you're taking your robes off.
Okay, what do you wear under your robes exactly?
Just
like
rolls like
up his sleeves, takes his ring off.
Alright. So you're making four additionals or five additionals?
Kagi Bushi no Jutsu.
What did you say? Four? Okay.
No, I said three.
All right. So three identical potions shimmer into being on the floor, surrounding the one that's on the floor, and then with a quick whisk, they go and mix up, and no one's sure which one is which.
This dice turns into stone.
Huh. All right.
They look identical.
I take one up. Take the top off.
Why did they mix?
Here you go, dear moon.
Why did they mix? Why did they go?
I don't know. It wasn't on purpose, I swear.
If with you was anything on purpose?
Absolutely. Everything that goes right is on purpose.
Just the stuff that goes right. I see the flaw in that.
But I dumped the first one into your mood.
Okay.
Oh, great. I'm the guinea pig.
No, it's stone-eating acid.
Okay.
Oh, it doesn't have the bone control.
Rolls down him, and then after maybe 10 seconds, there's a kind of a violet greenish blob that forms where the stuff is touching his skin, and then it goes poof, and he becomes flesh. System shock. If you fail, you die.
Percentage?
Yep. Not high.
That's 25 high?
You're fine. Tiramud lives! Well, he's no longer stone.
Oh, man, what just happened?
You were stone.
E-Dice says...
Not yet. I'm
kidding. E-Dice says, you got stone, man.
I take the next stone and I pour it on.
E-Dice.
Arthur always
He's drunk two-thirds of the bottle of moonshine so far.
No, my moonshine. Thank you, money
dude.
For that.
I'm sure he can handle it.
It's pretty rough stuff.
It's tough stuff, yeah.
Moonshine.
I paid like $10 for that bottle.
He's like 40 servings in.
He's
had a rough day.
Anyways.
All right.
Pouring it on Victor.
Yeah.
Okay. So you pick up another identical looking flask and you pour it on Victor.
And he explodes.
And you're watching it and it starts to ooze down. You're waiting for the greenish purple light. Roll a d20.
No, not Victor.
Okay. The greenish purple light begins to form, and then Vinter becomes flesh.
Yes. Yeah,
shock.
And he dies. He does not die. So Vinter lives.
Yay, Vinter.
You're no longer victimless.
Why did you do Charlotte last? Just because Jenny's not here? Poor Charlotte.
No, I just...
Rip off. I declare foul play.
No, it's not rip off. I just started with the people I really wanted to be back to before.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So Charlotte's the least important. We say
out of those three, to him.
I don't know. Yeah. She didn't.
All right, anyway.
Damon's his bro, though.
And?
And pour it in.
We're a duo.
Okay. Starts to ooze down. You're waiting expectantly for the greenish purplish hue.
Did you put your robe in ring?
Six. No, but I probably should do.
It was your idea, man.
Okay. The light forms, and then Charlotte comes back to flesh.
She doesn't die.
She does not die.
Yay.
What level spell was that you used to do that? That's totally busted.
But it's our
roll 3d6.
Don't worry.
Oh boy.
Here comes the other boot.
Nine.
That's the number of insanity points you
use. Oh
my god.
Dude!
That's
a lot. What? Nine insanity points. Somebody's got insane soon.
You stand there, you watch as they walk away, and you go, I don't think that should have worked.
He just starts twitching.
What's that?
Do I notice
him
lying
here? Yeah, you notice he definitely like one side of his mouth drooped, and he developed a tick.
Did he just start getting like a vision of him falling for space?
While
the Doctor Who theme plays.
You can grab him with your staff if you want. You want to do that?
I mean, well,
focus.
Like,
okay, she's coming, walking towards you with her staff. You know that's generally been beneficial in the past.
She's stalking towards you with her staff.
Okay, so the little light glows and you tap him. Roll a d3.
You get the 3 of the 9.
D6.
D6 divided by 2.
True.
So you rolled a 4 or a 3?
Wait, what do you have me on?
Okay. She removed 2 of your insanity.
Yay! You're
2
slightly less.
2 down, 11 to go.
Yes, you're down to absolutely getting an insanity next level. So you need to get below that if possible.
What does restoration do? 7 insanity points. 7 to
really?
8 more of those.
No, restoration is a very specific purpose. It gives you your level back when you've lost the level. Regeneration regenerates parts of your physical body.
No problem, no.
Healing, the heal
sure
spell can actually use to take away insanity. And clerics actually have the spell cure insanity.
When do I get it?
You can afford to get rich in insanity.
I'm not sure you'll ever get it. I'm not sure you'd ever get it. It's not really a...
No, I'm pretty insane, bro.
Not really a traveler spell.
Wait,
anyway,
I don't know, but
you're going to tap him again?
If he's going to act like he don't need it, then
well, you have not rid him of the drooping lip or the tick yet. So I'm pretty sure that was not fully sufficient.
Try again.
Some drool coming out.
Hold on, before I do that.
You once before had to do it 4 times before he seemed normal.
If I need to recharge this, you're helping me.
Yes, there's that.
I'm not sure if you want this help, but I understand your motive.
So you rolled a 3?
I rolled a 6.
Okay, so you lose 3. Now you're down to 86% likely to get an insanity at next level. Getting better.
That's pretty good.
His lip is drooping less.
I like my
He's
ass.
Still ticking, though.
2 again.
2 more. 66% likely to get an insanity.
Those are Bezor kind of odds right there.
Roll.
66% likely not to get it.
You rolled another 6? Okay, 3 more.
They're gone.
That's it? You're done?
Yep.
Okay, so he looks normal-ish. Yeah. He's Bezor, so he never really looks normal. But
are you okay?
He looks a little, like, made up in the face. But other than that, he looks normal.
Okay,
sure.
Nothing happened to my staff, right?
No. Well, it worked every time, so it must not be out of charges yet.
Yeah.
Basically, that's
what
happened.
Some water.
To put it under a natural water source at a high altitude for 24 hours. That's how it recharges.
That's not too
crazy.
It's one of the easier ones.
Yeah.
That seems pretty offensive.
That's not bad. I mean,
yeah, as compared to being struck by natural lightning. Yeah, and surviving.
Being fully submerged in a pool of acid.
To respect your elf.
Or breathed on by a black dragon.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're getting breathed on by a black dragon.
Does that recharge?
Well,
what recharge?
What recharge? What?
The rod of resurrection.
Ah, right.
That they used to get Adkin back, or sorry, Bag of Bones back.
The bolt of natural lightning was what got quick step to recharge the Sword of Luck. So the D3 plus nice. 1 wishes.
Yeah, those are awesome.
How much damage does a bolt of natural lightning
that he had been carrying around and using as a normal magical short sword for about 3 years? I never knew it was a
pretty
Sword
sure
of Luck.
Bolt of natural lightning does infinity.
Really?
I'm not sure.
It's a lot.
I think it's a base of 20d6 and there is a minimum on the dice.
Yeah, they're structural.
D and
A.
Yeah, I still roll one.
Yeah, it's like, I think I did for that because he grounded himself and everything else. But I think I did 20d6 and 4 structural.
Ouch.
Did you live it?
He did.
He
survived.
He survived.
Yep.
How did he survive 4 structural?
He made 4 death saves.
But we said that I thought the person that survived the most structural was 3 points. So Leon
it could
four.
Be.
It might have been 3 structural.
We may have forgotten. Or it might not have been 4. I don't know. I'm guessing.
So. Either way,
yes,
it was,
Leon
knows
the
record.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he does. We just give him the record.
What was his record?
It may have been 2 structural.
That's so odd.
I've been one.
As I was in the trap that was slamming me against the ceiling, I'd be like,
okay, anyway, you've killed the basilisk, fried your illusionist, and brought him back to normalcy. Now what?
Where did that come from?
Can we get out of here?
Does Jenny, anybody know where the basilisk
is? Not to mention, where were you in that fight, Jenny?
I was in
when
the
we
room.
Were dealing with the slavery dude, where were you?
I was in the room.
She's the one that released the basilisk.
Yeah, we don't know that. Did you release the basilisk?
She's the one that refused to kill it.
Yeah, you weren't there.
We
really
did
the only person
the
that knows about what happened with her basilisk.
Okay, so
did
you?
I
saw it.
I learned that a couple
she
weeks ago.
She did it.
Ago.
It was
oh.
her fault.
Why are you blaming this one again?
He did see it, apparently. I did. Did you see it?
Yeah,
I threw a dagger at it.
He threw a dagger at it. And
he's the one that missed
she saw it. He saw it laying there
trying to. Okay, are you guys going to he just went through 9 insanity.
And then you took them all away. She took them all away? I am better than ever.
I'm sure she released it by accident.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
It is a dungeon. We are in constant danger.
Well, then can we move forward?
Yeah, so let's go.
We're dealing with people like...
Which way's forward?
More powerful than down. We're
supposed
we should
to go
be
through
careful.
The
why are you staying here?
E-Dice lets out a masterful belch that lasts about seven or 8 seconds and then hands the empty bottle to Brunson.
Nice. Video.
I don't need any more, thank you.
Human.
Nice, thanks.
Human looks at him and goes, respect.
We're supposed to be going through that portal. That's why
I got here.
I thought we were supposed to be going through the portal.
We are.
Didn't E-Dice say that was a suicide run?
Yeah, we never actually discussed... sorry. We never actually discussed if we were going across the portal or not. I mean, our job is technically done. We were just sent here to escort her here. We weren't really sent to...
It would not be right to leave her there. They're draining her blood.
Who said that?
Charlie.
Well, but I don't want to die either.
Right. I
listen, guys.
Life.
We can't leave her there.
I completely...
Prince Kielar would be so much more powerful as a whatever they're turning him into.
Could we
probably something on par with
we have to remember, it's not just saving Gala. We're preventing Prince Kielar from becoming
probably a race. Wait, what are we talking about? I swear he's dead. They're conducting
the ritual
a ritual to bring
dead,
him back to life.
Blown off.
What's our time
okay,
here?
I think we need a little recap, because didn't E-Dice tell us that they are trying to bring...
I wasn't in the room for that.
Yeah.
They're bringing... Prince Kielar back through some ritual.
Yes.
That's what they're trying to
Bezor
do.
Bezor wasn't in the room for that.
We're all here.
Yeah, we were all sitting down there. I wasn't over there.
No, I don't think so. I think
I was spinning a dagger through
actually, Janny wasn't there either.
No, this was before the basilisk. Or this was Was it after the basilisk?
Yeah, during that conversation, I think he went back. That's when he threw the dagger, and then the two of them came out.
So anyways.
So this, they missed it.
They're draining Gale's blood to use it as in a ritual to bring back Prince Kielar and bring him back stronger.
They got that going pretty quick. That was, like, literally yesterday.
Could we reach out to Battle Mo maybe?
It was almost like they had 24 hours to do whatever they needed to.
I think it was a plan from the beginning.
You would be a surprised what a Demon Lord can do in 24 hours.
Demon Lord?
I think that's why he was trying to hunt her down from the beginning.
I feel like that explains why you didn't appoint the heir. He's just going to become immortal and then be a dumb
heir. Fed the... our mouse directly to a cat.
Well, in all fairness, our mouse wanted to come.
Actually, she hired us.
Yeah.
The mouse fed herself with us watching.
She did what she could, trying to show up in his presence unannounced.
Could we get more reinforcements from Jackdom? From maybe Battle Melon then? Maybe they could support us in this?
No.
Probably
not.
Enough.
They all think I'm nuts.
That's
crazy.
Kind of
besides,
that's
it's not
stupid.
Her fault she didn't come into this encounter with us.
If you can get me in army. Contact with the mayor, it's a possibility.
Could
that
we send you a Charlotte?
Something.
Yeah, he don't fight much anymore.
How plausible is it?
No, that's
he
not
looks crazy. Young, but he's at least...
I think that's immoral to create soldiers
300.
To die.
Boy, neutral?
Yeah.
Just start creating people.
Now they're invisible soldiers.
Wait.
Edi says, oh!
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl, wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
Something's happening. And he points toward the portal. What do you do?
I begin making a
catapult.
I'm Xavier. I draw my sword.
Did you get the dude? Loaded and pointed at the portal.
Yeah, Bezor begins to create a catapult. Brunson jumps on Xavier. What are you doing? What's Jake doing?
Sword and shield, running towards the portal.
Step up toward the portal. Okay.
Game moves behind Jake.
I'll draw my rod. I will take out my rod.
Okay. What is Janny doing?
I think at this moment, I'll just wait to see what happens.
Okay. Charlotte drops to one knee and levels an arrow in that general direction.
It's
what is Renesmee doing?
Very mature.
Janny.
Good job.
The big, bald, conehead dude just pointed toward the portal and said, "Something's happening." That's all you've seen, really, so far. Anything?
You dropped something. Green piece of paper.
I guess I'll stand there and see what happens.
Okay.
Is Phantasmal Force 1 or 2 segments?
Phantasmal Force.
I don't know. Creating a catapult is definitely, like, 3 segments.
I have an app.
By the way, Burns, might need you to...
I have an app for that.
Don't interrupt
me. It's pretty good. I'll show you.
Okay, where will this catapult be?
31 out of 50.
I'm not sure.
Also, is it a full-size catapult or a mini catapult?
Can you do
it
like
is somewhat mini catapult?
Can you put it together like Legos with your spell? So, like,
do I have time to, since I'm right behind him, restore him to full?
Like in the Lego. Definitely gonna be small enough.
Surely.
Okay. Boop. I boop you in the back. You are restored to full.
It's definitely gotta be small.
Well, that was weird.
Can you anchor me?
You feel your wounds.
Something has happened.
Knit back together like threads.
It's definitely gotta be small enough that it can fire like in the room space.
Make
a
list.
Go
it's not a
trap.
You
well, like a side catapult, like they have
I'm
on ships.
Yeah.
Ships have those sideways catapults.
How
old is
my anchor?
What are they called?
Mangonels. Would that be included in my the catapult proficiency I'm training
for? Oh, surely. Sure.
How long is the anchor for?
James, he's training for catapult.
How long is the anchor?
That's a scary
self-training.
One time.
My first 5 hours
were
my first.
Okay.
You're
back to full, but
my first 5 hours of catapult training
you're on your
were
own.
Me just seeing
unless he boosts you.
I was firing back at
unless you boost him.
Well, I don't know. Does it? Can I re-anchor him?
Every party has one wild card.
Not today.
Yeah.
I thought it was you can only anchor one person per day.
Right, one person per day.
Now, I can anchor multiple people in that day, but just one person
right.
only gets anchored once per day.
So. Right. So if he anchors somebody else, it switches off of you, basically. And then once he uses it, you guys can't use it again until tomorrow. Okay.
At all, or just on him?
So the
at
anchor
all.
Is still on him, but he can't use return again until the next day?
Correct.
Yeah, so... No, the anchor is gone.
And technically, I guess you could put the anchor on somebody else. You could do that, but you can't use the return until the next day.
Oh.
You could re-anchor somebody if you wanted to. It might be useful, like, if you're being separated.
Anyway, something is happening.
Okay, so he points, and everybody does stuff, and a mangonel appears, and the only people who really look kind of calm are Janny and Renesmee.
I just drew my rod.
Okay, and he really did withdraw his rod. And after, like, about a minute, you don't see anything, and so people kind of, like, relax. And then you see a pinpoint of light about this big in the center of the portal.
I don't look at it.
Okay.
Ready?
I also do not look at it.
Aim!
I look away.
I'm not looking at it. Basor eyes it.
You throw readily about 2 inches across.
I gotta be ready to fire.
Doomwing is hiding right behind Jake.
I will make sure that I'm not standing in a direct line from it.
Well, actually, I don't even have to put my hand on the lever, do I? Because unless I make it real, then I guess.
It's almost like we had enough time to, like, flee if we wanted to.
You don't want to flee. You're like, we gotta save Gaeva.
Since when do I not want to flee?
No, Gaeva.
Since you fell madly in love with the ancient elven sorceress.
Okay.
Hey,
people
break up all the time, man.
So the light in the portal has now spread to be about 8 inches across at around 2.5 minutes since the warning. And
I think we should get out of here.
Edai steps up toward the portal and he raises his hand and he says,
I'm listening.
Flick.
That was really anticlimactic.
Nothing happens.
Say it louder.
Uh-oh.
I've been drinking.
I think it's because he's drunk.
Because...
I think you've been drinking too much.
Step aside!
Either it's not working or I forgot the command word.
Oh, God. Step aside!
Fire!
He turns around and he sees the man.
Fire, Will!
And he goes up to the left.
Fire!
I look at the wand, the 24-hour wand. Have the runes recharged it?
No.
Like, dang it, might want to skip.
Gonna skip us forward another day?
You do it over and over again. We don't roleplay. We just, whenever we don't like something, we just go forward again.
No, I'm just trying to make sure my insurance policy.
You know what? I know what our options are.
It's like if you use it. That's how we really used it for a bad date.
If
Brunson ever retires and goes.
So is anyone standing between the mangonel and the portal, just out of curiosity? Right now, Jake is.
Deermuth's not.
I'm not.
Deermuth now realizes there's a mangonel and moves aside. Jake is the only person. Jake is right in the way of the portal.
If he says, Jake, watch out, I'll look and like, oh, I should that.
Oh, yeah, they mentioned those in training. The kind of thing you don't want to stand in front of.
Jake, look out!
Fire!
Jake wants to try and
okay,
say,
so Jake, will! Jake looks, sees the mangonel, aims at the portal, moves out of the way.
And then I shoot.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I cast.
Sure.
This is all happening.
Yep, what do you want to do?
I'll cast mirror image.
Okay. I'm gonna move.
Wait, are you
is it
the roll a d4 or not?
I believe it is.
Is it percentages?
Right? Oh, yeah, that version has percentages. That's right. Go ahead and roll percentile dice.
Which one am I getting?
84. That sounds right.
It's either 4 or 5.
Mouse cover?
Mira on the wall.
I have 7 bubbles.
How many of them are there after all? There are 4 additional U's. 4 additional Brunsons appear.
5 Brunsons.
Wait, which one's the real one?
All of them being careful not to be in front of the mangonel.
All of them
cowering
behind
Xavier. Their heads are like poking out like cartoons.
Hello, hello.
Like they, really?
What am I, your
first one?
Are you firing
shield?
At the portal? Okay, first of all, roll a
efficiency check for
the efficiency that you and
I have. Get out there and sacrifice
13.
Okay. And then you may roll a hit roll. Okay, and so what happens is the mangonel goes to fire,
And when it fires, as the forward moving force rotates the mangonel around so it's no longer aimed toward the portal, and it fires kind of across the group, everybody roll a d6. Oh, if anybody rolls a 1, you may possibly advance 5.
1.
No, 5.
4. 2.
You may possibly fire! In the path of the firing mangonel, that he's not actually proficient in using catapults, by the way. On a side note. How much training do you have?
5 hours.
5 hours, yes. He has 5 hours for the use
of
these devices.
Roll one.
I recognize don't roll
correct.
One.
I got
okay. Bella, did you roll a d6?
Yeah, 5.
Okay. Arden?
5.
Okay. Charlotte is fine. Beaker is fine. Edice is fine. At least just you, sir. You may have shot yourself with a mangonel. Is that
how did
possible?
You shoot yourself with a siege weapon?
All right. There's a one-word answer to that question. The word is basil.
You want to backstab him?
Okay. So you may roll a saving throw versus spell. That's bonus supplies.
Aaron, I think this is the first time you call himself.
One word answer.
He's an illusionist. He only causes.
So basically, what happens is the mangonel fires. The rock is about this big. It comes like it's going to go to him, and he realized that as soon as it started to twist, the thing's wrong. And he ducks down, and the rock sails off and hits the wall. But he did pretty much shoot it at himself.
Reload. Okay.
And then the light on the portal, which has got to be about this big, fills the entire portal, and an individual steps through, and immediately after he steps through, the portal shuts. The individual that you see is a Caucasian male with a stretched face, has a long stretched face with a grayish goatee, has a metal helm and plate mail armor with chain greaves showing through it, long sword, shield. I mean, you get that he looks like a knight, but he doesn't truly look human. He looks a little bit thin and elongated to be human.
I want to make the mangonel instantly reload.
Okay, so because you didn't make it real, it's illusory?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to say when it actually fired at you and you dodged, there is a chance that you lost the spell because you're no longer able to concentrate. So wisdom half.
14.
So you lost the spell.
Does my bonuses to my saving throws add to that?
No. This is really just concentration. It wouldn't be any medical benefit. So basically when you dodge the bolt, you lost concentration. Which since you weren't making it real means it's actually gone.
That's important.
Come on.
We'll have to make another one later.
Yay, the party lives another day.
Mangonel goeth away.
Pacer's mangonel is gone.
The mangonel that he almost shot himself with has dissipated.
Bezor's throughout the campaign has been one of the single most dangerous sources of danger to us.
Well, you're only saying that because it's repetitive.
As he keeps coming.
There are others who've been equally dangerous, just not in a repetitive fashion.
Yeah, all
to be fair,
time.
I did make the one single most powerful enemy we've ever faced, the unkillable dragon. Yeah.
Yes, you did. Okay.
That was you.
All right. Okay, anyway, he steps through. Oh, yeah. He does not have a weapon drawn. He does have a longsword, but he doesn't have it drawn.
In the end, I erase it.
And he raises his somewhat thin hand that looks almost kind of inhuman because of the
he's
long...
He's casting!
And he says, in a language, says something in a language that none of you recognize.
Brunson.
Sounds a little bit like well-pronounced gibberish.
Carol Monster Lore?
You may.
Planar Lore?
3.
You may. If somebody has planar lore, you can.
I have planar lore.
I made my roll by 16.
Okay. Give me a second.
Roll a 9 on planar lore.
Okay. Both of you are aware that what stands before you is a Githyanki.
Oh, no.
What's that?
Githyanki are generally home on the astral plane, and they are generally very lawful beings, and they generally make it their purpose to destroy people who mess with things planar, traveling the astral plane, they'll cut the silver cord, they're
so he would not be a fan of us going through the portal.
Well, he's probably not a fan of the portal in general, you would think.
It's a Githyanki.
But only the two of you would know that. And then Bezor says it's a Githyanki, which means absolutely nothing to anyone, the possible exception of Dearmood, who can roll a d20.
It's a Githyanki.
19.
Oh,
yeah,
I was gonna say it might be my role, but I rolled worse than you did. So.
Do we stab
so
or not
get that
stab?
Storytelling.
Okay.
Is he making any threatening moves?
No, he just held his hand up as if to say, hold up a minute, and said something that no one understood.
I raised my hand and say, good afternoon.
Okay.
I jump up and high five.
Okay, so he says, good afternoon.
Common.
I will speak common, elven.
It's pretty
Jotham,
common around here.
Who is responsible for this portal?
The dead guy, probably.
Probably
Prince Kilar and his genies.
It's that sorcerer, Winkler says. Guaranteed.
Which one?
The one that we saw on the other side of the portal. The one that's draining Gala's blood.
Yeah, not Gala, the sorcerer.
No, no.
She didn't make the portal.
She would never travel the plains, I'm sure of it. She's a very good woman.
The one responsible is in a demiplane ruled over by a demon lord through that portal. He would know the password, but he's drunk.
I can open it.
You can't speak straight. You couldn't remember the words earlier.
He may come back to me.
How about you just lay down and take a nap?
Are you drunk?
I only emptied a bottle.
He's not just drunk.
I'll
trash.
Pull out the thing. He drank this entire thing. It was full of gnomish.
In all fairness, I did have the flesh flayed off my back 16 hours straight just recently.
Okay, you got a point.
Yeah, he's probably pretty hurt.
You look fine to me.
Probably
no, he's almost completely healthy now.
He feels
he's regenerating massively after you save him.
He's just completely hammered now.
But he went through something that no
might
one would ever want to go through. So.
Hammered.
Anyways,
if he regenerates it fast, he probably won't be drunk very much.
Is there a language that you prefer to speak?
Yes. But I doubt that you're speaking.
No, sorry.
This is true.
You're not here to kill us, are you?
That's you!
What the heck? Because
they're dying.
Back you!
Can you say that quieter? What were you saying?
What was that made from?
Moonshine? It's alcohol.
What kind of alcohol?
Back you!
Alchemy? I'll start listing the ingredients of moonshine.
Well, moonshine could literally be made from just about any
grain. Because I rolled a 19.
It could be made from about any grain, you think.
He goes, well, you can use a lot of things to make that chips.
Lots of grains.
Thank you!
I'm
allergic
to several grains.
Can you make something to shut him up, please?
Yes.
No, he needs to say the command word.
I think his shaping reality has gotten us enough hot mess today.
I can do it in a much safer fashion than everything else.
No.
Well, actually, I can't actually shut him up. I can just make all of us deaf.
No.
That's out!
Okay, we cannot take him anywhere.
It echoes off the halls every time he does it, by the way.
Okay, the dragon is coming.
It's a really big room, though.
Do
really
something about it. Hurry.
Sleep.
Yeah, that's not going to work. You don't think that's going to work. Even if he is drunk.
Do you have cure allergies?
I assume that a heal spell would not...
Wait, conjure a Benadryl. This is great alchemist.
I swore I had a spell called silence. Maybe I did something.
Hey, Edice, how about covering your mouth when you sneeze? That might make
no. His head will explode. I've seen it happen.
Oh, I'll give him the bottle. And
don't
I'll
do
say,
that. I kind of want to see this.
I'll say. I'll give him the bottle and I'll say, sneeze into that.
I'm okay now. I'm okay now.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Let's put him in an Odin's resilient sphere.
Achoo!
Does he stop?
Oh, you can stop for the moment.
If he says gold again, if he does it again, I'm gonna cast Wolverine.
Use your healing staff.
I don't know.
I'll give him a water skin. See if
your allergies.
I think
okay, he pours some water in his hand and sniffs it.
Polymorph into a chicken.
You're not supposed to snort the water.
Damn.
He's trying to clear his sinuses.
Feel fine.
Damn. Stop pulling for serious illnesses.
Anyways.
Pretty much.
I don't think it worked.
I'm not sure if allergies would constitute as a disease or not.
I seriously doubt that restoration would cure his.
I'm gonna ask the new person where he comes from. Where do you come from?
The astral plane?
The beyond?
Indeed.
What is your business here?
To destroy this portal, probably.
The portal is why I'm here. And yes. Something you should not be trifled with. They have consequences outside of their scope.
Well, there was a person that we were supposed to bring here, and she is currently on a different side of the portal.
Her blood's being drained.
A power that is most unfortunate. This portal, she will be trapped there once the portal is destroyed.
Well, if you destroy the portal, they're probably just going to recreate it.
I'm for it. Let's kill it. Destroy it.
You take care of the people who are creating it, and then we destroy
the person who created
it.
Portal
is typically that order would be useful.
Why must I trap her there?
But if the portal is destroyed,
a lot of there might not be bad.
Not destroyed as well.
Though I feel as if
the
sorcerer on the other side of the portal has the ability to get back here.
He's got a point.
Is this one of those things that we can all get third arms?
Probably not.
Does anyone know what the sorcerer looks like? Just so I have a good description.
Can I recount?
Sure. Well, he had kind of darkish. He was a human. He looked like a human. Darkish skin. Had a turban. Stone in the front of his turban. Probably late 40s, early 50s.
It was only what?
Gray, black and salt? Black and pepper, salt and pepper goatee. Looked a lot like Jafar.
I wish we didn't know Gala. If we didn't know Gala, this would be so much easier to abandon.
No, we wouldn't be here if we didn't know Gala.
Yeah, if we didn't know Gala, we wouldn't even be in this situation.
That's what my mother said. She said, if I had never met Gala, my life would have been completely different.
Your mother said that?
Yeah.
About you meeting Gala or her meeting Gala?
About me meeting Gala. I don't think she ever met Gala.
Wait, why is your mother?
Anyways, not
okay,
important.
Okay, way off topic. Let's talk about Gala behind the portal.
This no, it is not important.
This could give us important background information into Gala and could lead to us saving her more efficiently.
So,
well, I think we should save her. We shouldn't trap her on a demi plane being sucked dry for the making of an undead prince.
Well, it's going
to
be made into a human raisin.
Else why would I have been sent?
You think there's is there any possibility of us going to
the human raisin
to save her?
Much more grim.
Well, certainly. I mean, I don't know. You're capable or not, but there's always this chance.
Would you be willing to help us?
I'm gonna need a battle pike.
I think it's more
that
like
would
us
depend
helping
on if you're able to help me.
Bezor, make him a battle pike.
I need to
what do you think
kill
I am?
The one who created this portal to prevent him from creating more.
Well, we're pretty sure that he's the one that we're going after on the other side of the portal that's got our friend. We're pretty sure he's the one that created it.
He's also planning to resurrect a dead king to make him probably immortal, so that he can rule over this kingdom.
The fact that he's draining
that does sound like a problem. Perhaps someone should deal with it after the portal is destroyed.
The fact that
the portal's destroyed, we can't deal with it.
Yeah.
If you destroy the portal, how do we get over there?
Well, I've got to go over there to kill the sorcerer. Otherwise, he will just make another. Once the sorcerer is gone, then I'll destroy the portal and everything will be back in balance.
Will we have time to get back? Well, it says. I mean, can you wait long enough for us to get back here before you destroy the portal?
Yes, I can do that.
It's very nice of you.
Although I must say, it should be quickly returned. I won't allow you an extended stay.
Oh, no, we don't want to spend
again,
time in there.
Portals, dangerous, unbalanced, not good.
Well, it depends on how much loot's left.
No, we don't
want to stay over there any longer than we have to, so.
Oh, then good. We're in alignment.
It is, after all, a demi plane controlled by a demon lord.
We'll just need enough time to collect our dead, Speaker says.
And maybe some loot.
Yes, some loot, too.
You wouldn't want to be turning a demon raisin, would you?
Well, get me on my enemy.
Like, what is your name?
Sorry?
What is your name?
The Fall.
The Fall?
Yes, the Fall.
Hi, I'm Deerwood.
Enchant.
He appears to be a half giant.
And the rest of you?
Theon. Bezor Edas. The Bezor Key.
Edas.
He's Achu.
He says it's about to become his nickname is Achu.
I'll call him Sneezy.
His name is Claritin.
I'll step out.
Claritin Need.
Claritin
comma Need.
The five of us will step out from behind Xavier.
Thank you. I can feel you breathing down my neck.
Bye,
it just kind of fans out in the line. Like,
I got my hair kind of hanging in my face. My name is Brunson.
They all say brothers.
And your brothers. And your brothers.
Ah, I thought humans might have litters. Sure.
Okay, we cannot take this guy.
We're gonna need him.
I'm fine. I didn't sneeze that time.
What's a battle call?
No, but you making all that noise is gonna get us killed.
But oh, what? I'm sure that there will be many things that will get you killed before the noise.
Do we have any like planes that?
Did someone say there was a dragon here?
Yes. There is a dragon down the hallway.
She'd definitely kill that.
Can we handle that when we get back? We gotta help this guy destroy this portal. Or he needs to...
Or perhaps I need to help you save your sorceress. One of the two.
Mutually.
I don't feel particularly embedded to do either one of those things.
I don't either.
Although you guys saved me, so I guess I could do you a solid if there's something.
Yeah.
Choo!
We got you drunk, too.
We did get you drunk.
Yes, with alcohol I'm allergic to. No one told me I was made with barley or...
Didn't your mother tell you to always ask before you took random things from random strangers?
Don't bring up his mother.
Well,
are you insulting my mother?
Hawk is going to start smashing here.
Don't know what his relationship was with her.
You didn't inform us of your allergy, is what he's trying
to
say.
Yes, there was no known allergy information.
We would have taken that into account.
Perhaps if you wore a bracelet.
Perhaps if you wore a bracelet.
We are technically not legally obligated.
Dude, bro movie is the best thing.
Before I was part of a not-so-nice guild, I worked in the... a shop, they made like these weird dough discs that had some sauce and a little bit of cheese and some meat sauce. They were pretty delicious, and we were legally obligated to,
Man, I'm hungry now.
I get some rations.
Awesome.
Wait,
rations.
Do they have...
Is there any barley in this?
That's not like dried meats and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Just the barley cake.
Just the barley.
It's like dry rations.
Yeah, it's just a giant hunk of barley. There's some rations. Chew on that.
Barley hunk.
Just chocolate.
I guess it's the barley.
Breaking out in hives.
He starts to eat the rations. It seems to help with his sneezing.
Alright, well, I say we get to move on.
Give us some spicy food.
It is good, but you have initiative.
Yeah, I say we get moving, get this done, get it.
Initiative is the last way that I would describe our party. But I
okay. Should I open the portal then?
I have no idea how, so be my guest.
Yes, can you open the portal?
So, somebody mentioned that you saw like an armory room somewhere, and we need to get some more arrows. Charles says.
Yeah.
I have plenty of caltrops. Don't worry about it.
How many arrows do I have on me?
Yeah. I guess I'll have a couple. I don't have my bow on me.
It's a blade. Quickly,
your armory.
I've got 20 arrows.
Two-handed staff with a blade on the end.
It's like a spear.
I've got 20 arrows.
Slashing.
I can give her.
I don't
like
have
an obisu?
A pipe.
It's like the thing between a lance and a spear.
Okay, so you've got arrows you can give her.
Yeah, because I lost my short bow.
It's a
gigantic stick.
We did roll them
with
versus frost, see if they're frosted or not.
An obisu.
It's not as big as a lance, but not as long as a spear.
Not very good.
I thought it was precise.
Let's see, woods in. Frost is a one, so.
Okay. Woo! Is it like an obese?
Yeah,
I don't know why I really like saying that word.
Okay. Short so this, Xavier gives him his quiver of arrows that he had left over from his short bow that died.
It died.
Who did he give it to?
To Charlotte.
She gave him to me first, so I'm just giving him back.
That didn't seem familiar.
Was her bow broken?
It was not broken.
The string was broke or something like that?
No, it was. She lost it when she was captured, but she got it back when.
Well, something hit us, and that's what destroyed all of her arrows. I forgot what it was. We got an area
to fucking dangle already.
It's like a lance. She just got him back, did she? I don't know. She, like, they just re-equipped her because she had nothing.
No, she's just in here. These are the dude with the wig.
No, because we did find some weapons. Like, that's where we found the potion and stuff.
Yeah,
that's where I found my magic.
Jake took a magic shovel. I remember the shovel.
That's right.
There was a warhammer and...
I don't know if that was a warhammer or not. It was trapped with a fireball, too.
Yeah, I think he may have offered the warhammer to you guys in the end because no one.
We gave him someone.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I offered him the warhammer.
Right.
Okay. I took the magical armor and battle axe from that chest.
Okay.
I got what I presume is a bag of holding.
Did you put on the magical armor yet?
Yeah.
Do you have normal armor?
I did, but it's sitting up there by the room where we found everything. Because I can't carry two sets of armor with me.
Oh, because I can wear armor, actually. Like, heavy armor.
It's
couldn't use any
regular steel plate armor.
Tommy, what was the bonus on...
I don't really use them. We have you.
What's the bonus on derangement?
I'm pretty sure it's... That's a dagger, right?
You'll find out after three battles.
He's already used it.
True. I wish we did
that. Another plus one and plus two.
Okay. So,
since I had my
sorting yourself out and getting ready to go charging through the portal and saving Gale, is that what I'm gathering?
Yes.
Any other healing things, anything? There's obviously at least non-weapon healing to be done on everybody that's been recently injured.
What kind of armor was it? Plate?
Yeah,
just plate armor. So that doesn't include Xavier because he just got
to hurry up.
Back up.
Can I run and get the plate armor real quick?
Sure.
And switch it out?
Yep.
I have half a point of structural?
Yeah, it's just normal.
For what?
Damn, we lived in some plate armor.
Oh, no wonder I feel so sore.
Oh, wait, but I'm big.
Broke wrist.
He's like, my wrist is broken.
Yeah, it's not magical.
Why would that happen?
You can still use, like reach and stuff. Instead of the AC3 and the AC4, you could still use enough of it to make it work.
So I could use that stuff and it'd be AC4. And
right. You could use chains and green mix for AC4.
Hey, Dad.
So then my club would make me AC0, and then if I had a shield, AC1.
Sounds great.
What about your decks?
Oh, with decks applying that?
Yeah.
So we're going to get two.
Yeah. There you go. You just join warrior gum.
Yay, I don't die as easy.
I got my shield, I got the magical armor now.
So bronze plate is AC3, and then shield would be 2, and then what's the bonus on the bronze plate? I think it was 2.
And then you have a dex bonus, so that's great.
So that would be 0. And then what's your dex bonus? Plus 1 initiative. So that's minus 2 defense, so you should be AC negative 2.
It says
bronze plate,
and then
plus 1.
Oh, okay, so 16 dex adds 2 to your AC?
Correct. Yes. 15 is 1 AC, no initiative. 16 starts 1 initiative, 2 AC.
So sword and shield,
that's how warriors get tough.
I wish Galo was immune to fire.
The cloak is lost.
Walk in, fireball. No, don't even walk in. Fireball through the corner.
Right here, so you have plus 1 initiative, minus 2 on AC. So whatever you wear, you always get 2 better AC than that. So like you're wearing plate mail now, that's a base 3. Dex would make it 1. So, and then if you have a shield, that would make it 0. And then if it's magical, that would take it lower still. But you don't get to know what the magic is until you use it 3 times. So right now, you're AC 1, your plate mail, and your AC 1, plus the magic of the armor, if you don't know what it is.
Yeah, the shield would be one better.
Hey, Dad.
I have a shield.
Is anybody significantly hurt?
I'm down not much.
I'm down
so that would be
one.
No.
I have a point of structural.
Can't do anything yet.
I'm down 37.
Hey, Dad, do I have to hit something with my rod for it to count in the combat?
No, we have to roll.
I'm down 15 out of
40. Oh, okay. Dang it.
It was a yes or no question.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.